to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of Wanee Community Schools, Dr. Scott Croner. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. Although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Scott Croner. Welcome, Scott.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit more about the Wanee community and the school district that you're in.
Sure. Small town community, 3,000 students in our school system, Napanee, Wakarusa, definitely a faith-based community, blue collar, very, very supportive of the school system, kind of a throwback community, very much in the, like the community I grew up in North Manchester, Indiana.
So yeah.
Just proud to be there.
So you mentioned North Manchester, so not from, from Wanee, not from the Napanee area. What brought you there?
It was a great location. My wife was a Fairfield graduate up here in the Goshen area, and obviously grew up and graduated from Manchester High School. So it was a nice little landing spot between both of our families. And again, we just fell in love with the community when we came up and visited, and just felt it was a great place for us to raise our kids.
Yeah. Now, you've not always been a superintendent. So what, one, what led you to the superintendency? What was your pathway? And was there somebody who said, Scott, I really think you'd be a great superintendent?
Yeah, I'm a superintendent by accident, I think. you know, if I've had, as a chance to reflect, I have been so fortunate just to have great, great mentors in my life and in my career, you know, starting out as a teacher and basketball coach at Lafayette Jeff, coached under Gene Miller, who was one of the most successful coaches in the state, and Glade Montgomery.
Yeah.
I mean, just all kinds of great, great, great leaderships down there. You know, then while I was teaching and coaching, I decided to get my administration license, not necessarily because I wanted to become an administrator, but because I thought, well, I'm in education already. It gives me some opportunities to to maybe do something else. And when I completed that, I had to do an internship, and I was single at the time. And I thought, well, what the heck? Let's see if I can get a real administrator job and do that as my internship. And I had a couple of job opportunities and actually landed, of all places, in Fairfield before I met my wife. And was there for a year. Again, had some great mentorship there, and then was encouraged to apply for an assistant principal position down in Delta. Worked under Greg Henshaw, Steve Gookins, Pat Mapes,
great names.
Steve Hall.
I mean, yeah. Some of the giants in our field.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so had some just great, great opportunities there. Was there for 2 years and was encouraged to start applying for a principalship. And took that opportunity and went to Belmont High School and worked under Wiley Cirque. And again, just had some great, great mentorship there.
Yeah.
And, ended up at Marion under Steve Edwards and Tim Folks. And again, just
two huge names. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, great, great leaders. So, you know, I think just at each step, just you had opportunities to grow, and you had people that saw potential in you and looked past all the downsides and kept pouring into you. So I was just very blessed and fortunate to have that.
We talk about mentorship, and we talk about those who have kind of paved the pathway for us. It sounds like you've had along the way some really tremendous mentors to guide your pathway into the leadership role that you have.
Oh, without question. Without question. I would not be here without the mentorship along the way and then the continued mentorship, you know, now that you're in that position.
Yeah. What do you think? So you didn't want to be a superintendent initially. You kind of fell into it. What are those leadership qualities that you developed along the way that have helped you to be the most successful in your role currently at Wanee?
You know, my leadership style has definitely evolved. And again, it just comes from just observing other people and in their work. I know, you know, Jeff, just watching you interact with your folks and the calm demeanor that you bring and the professionalism that you bring and, you know, just watching other people. But, you know, first and foremost, education is a relationship business.
Yes.
You know, understanding that, you know, if you read the book, The Infinite Game, winning an argument now is not going to pay dividends down the road.
Yeah.
So always looking towards the long term of what – you know, what decisions that we make and how we go about making those decisions has really helped. You know, being a constant learner, being an individual that's always thinking about students first, just things like that. I think I've just been instrumental. I think probably the most important thing that I've evolved into, I've always been an individual where if I see a problem, I attack it. I don't want to get it resolved right away, but just having patience. You know, we've kind of adopted the mantra in our current school system of strive for improvement, not for perfection, so that, you know, the people feel like you're bringing them along with you as you're...
And it's okay to make a mistake.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes that's the best way to learn.
Absolutely. I'm living proof of that. Plenty of mistakes.
If you wouldn't have been a superintendent, it sounds like maybe you would have followed the coaching pathway. Was that your...
Absolutely. I grew up you know, in the state of Indiana. Manchester High School was always a hotbed for basketball. Growing up, we were right next door to Manchester College when Steve Alford was there.
Yeah.
You know, we were highlighted in Sports Illustrated magazine of having undefeated teams, and the college was undefeated. Mm-hmm. So it was just a great time to grow up and be a basketball fan. And so I always kind of saw myself going down that pathway. But again, you had your first opportunity to get some administration experience. I remember interviewing at Delta, and Steve Gukins asked, you know, Scott, why are you choosing administration over basketball? And I said, well, you know, Mr. Gukins, all due respect, I think it's easier to get an administrative job than a basketball coach in the state of Indiana.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
In Waunee, you are the superintendent. People know who Dr. Croner is. People know that you are the top leader in the school district. They know that you are somebody who wields great authority and make big decisions, one of the largest employers in your community. How do you keep yourself humble when you know when you walk into a store or church or a school that the environment changes?
Yeah. You better keep yourself humble. Mm-hmm. You know, we have an amazing, amazing team. I've been blessed at Waunee just having some great people around me. Mm-hmm. We had a business manager who's no longer with us that's now at Homestead, and she was just instrumental in helping teach me more about school finance. Mm-hmm. Our current business manager, our current assistant superintendent, Dr. Thomas. I mean, I've just had some great people that have been around me, our principals, our entire administrative staff, transportation, maintenance, technology. We just have some outstanding people, and they work incredibly hard. Mm-hmm. They have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And so being able to laugh at yourself, you know, admit your mistakes when you've made them, and you know, change course, change directions, and just being open and to listening to their input and insight, knowing that ultimately you got to make the decision, and it may be right, it may be wrong, but that you're going to have fun and you know, be yourself, and you know, I think importantly with the community is just humanizing yourself, letting them see you in many different lights.
And Scott, you're a resident of Waunee, correct? So, how do you? You're a husband, you're a father, you're the superintendent, but you're also a guy. How do you maintain that balance? And we know balance isn't 50-50. It's that work-life balance. But when you live in the community, you shop in the community, all the things in the community, how do you keep that balance where you can just be a guy, not the superintendent, but you can just be you? What are some of those strategies that you have that help you with that balance?
Man, I don't know if I'm real strategic in that effort. You know, I've got kids.
And I think you have a man cave, right?
Well, I definitely have a man cave.
Yeah.
And that's my hideout. like to get there and watch some college football and talk a little trash with some friends on through our text message thread. But, you know, just, you know, I've got kids. And so, and again, I love sports. I try to, whenever people ask, I try to help out, volunteer coach my kids' teams, coach other kids' teams. And so I think that's helped humanize the position. You know, getting involved in the community, volunteer on different boards, volunteer in different organizations. You know, I like to get my hands dirty. I like to do manual labor. You know, we had some windstorms that came through, and you know, trees were knocked down, and of course, school was out. And so I grabbed a chainsaw and started helping my maintenance team. So I think, you know, just being who you are, being what you're comfortable doing. Again, we were snowed out a couple of weeks ago, and I hopped in the truck and started plowing snow. And you know, the maintenance guys were giving me grief about, you know, running into a pole,
hitting curbs, and
exactly. So, you know, just showing people that, you know, you're not above any job. You like to get your hands dirty, and you know, that, you know, again, in our community, that resonates.
I was going to say, I would expect that those employees, as much, even though they might give you a little bit of grief, really do appreciate that you're willing to set the tie aside, set the suit aside, and pick up a shovel, pick up a chainsaw, jump in a truck, and help do the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you lead the way you'd want to be led. And
yeah.
I remember like playing the sports and, you know, when your coaches would get involved and, you know, it's something I feel comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't have a problem when I make a mistake and, you know, laughing at myself about it. So my team definitely keeps me humble. My family keeps me humble.
What else do you like to do when you're not being a superintendent? If Scott Croner has a day that is just his, what is it that helps you fill your bucket?
Oh, man. So my father-in-law owns a farm nearby here in near Goshen. So I love to go out and go split wood with him, have him make fun of me about whatever's going on in the school system right now.
Yeah.
My dad has 40 acres. He's a black walnut tree farmer. And so going down and just getting out in nature, you know, feeling productive, like there's something just fulfilling about watching a job get completed.
Yeah.
You know, so much of what we do in our job, it's never done. It's never mm-hmm. complete. You mm-hmm. may make progress, but it's hard to visually see it. And so there's just something fulfilling about going out and baling hay and seeing, you know, the hay mound start to get filled up.
Getting a little sweat, getting a little bit of that chaff on your face.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned Infinite Game. So what do you like to read? Obviously, probably a lot of leadership books, but is that predominantly what you read? Do you do book studies with your leadership team? What does that look like for you?
We don't do much book studying with our team, but I do love to read. And, you know, when I'm on the road, I listen to a lot of books, anything Navy SEAL related, just something about you know, the teams that
the discipline
always,
and,
absolutely,
the, yeah.
and the camaraderie and the mm-hmm. brotherhood and, you know, listen to those types of guys. So, Robert O'Neill, you know, Embrace the Suck. I can't think of the author's name right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know the book, yeah.
But, yeah, those are my – anything that involves, you know, team building, camaraderie, overcoming adversity. Those
that wasn't a David Goggins book, was it?
There was a that one was not, but David Goggins yeah. is another one that I yeah. read. Yeah, so.
Wow. Scott, as we get ready to wrap up, one of the questions that I always like to ask our guests, what does leading with excellence mean to you in the context of public education?
That's a great question. Always keeping the thing the main thing,
mm-hmm.
Being student-focused, understanding the position, understanding the role you play in the community. Obviously, first and foremost, we're there for kids,
mm-hmm.
But you're there to support the community
yeah.
and really embody what the community expects mm-hmm. you to be. I mean, you are helping to instill the community values mm-hmm. into our children so that when they leave our school system, you know, they represent what they want that school system to represent.
Yeah.
They embody the ethics, the morals, the work ethic that our community is about.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you being my guest.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Superintendent of the Wanee Community Schools, Dr. Scott Croner. Scott's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.